Right. So we're diving into private hot springs this time.
Uh-huh.
And I found this list of 10 must-haves for a cabin getaway.
Yeah.
And it's got me thinking
Okay.
because it's like towels, bedding, firewood.
Oh, wow.
It seems like they provide pretty much everything. So
Yeah.
then what do you even pack? Like, what are
Yeah.
the.
Yeah, what are the essentials
Yeah, that's a good question.
beyond the essentials? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what's really interesting to me is that this list,
Okay.
it's not just practical advice.
Right.
It actually gives us some insight into the whole philosophy of the
About
experience they're
things.
trying to create.
Yeah. And like right off the bat,
Yeah.
shampoo, not just soap shampoo.
Yeah, exactly. It's
Okay.
like they're encouraging you to really like indulge a little bit,
Yeah.
pamper yourself.
Right.
This
Right.
isn't just a quick, dip in the springs and
Yeah.
then you're out.
Yeah.
This is about like slowing down, taking the time to unwind
Okay.
and really take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And then further down the list, we have food and spices.
Okay.
Now, a fully equipped kitchen, that's cool.
Yeah.
But bringing your own spices,
Interesting.
that's kind of specific.
Yeah, and I think it's actually a really smart move.
Okay.
So, you think about it, bringing your own spices reduces waste
Right.
compared to using those single-use packets.
Yeah.
And it really aligns with that leave no trace ethic,
Right.
right? But also, it lets you curate the flavors of your stay.
Oh, I like
So
great.
you're not just a guest,
Right?
you're part of creating the
Makes you
experience.
feel more at home too, right?
Exactly.
Okay, this is where I got really curious.
Okay.
Robe and slippers.
Oh, yeah.
Now that is painting a picture, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
All
They
right.
are setting the stage for you to completely disconnect,
Yeah.
leave the real world clothes behind,
Right.
step into comfort, and just be in that moment.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then it's like they throw open the door to the
Yeah.
surroundings, hiking gears, a camera, and they specifically call out glacier views,
Wow.
binoculars for eagle spotting.
Oh, that's
This
awesome.
place sounds amazing.
It does.
And I was thinking,
Yeah.
if they have trail pamphlets at the cabin
Oh,
too,
that's a good point.
that suggests they've got well-maintained paths,
Right.
thought-out routes.
Yeah, it's not just about the hot springs themselves.
Right.
It's about being immersed in that whole landscape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you've got the relaxing soak, then you can get your heart rate up exploring, see incredible sights.
That's at the perfect combination.
I know. And then
Yeah.
to top it all off,
Okay.
they say the most essential item,
What is it?
a smile.
Oh,
What do you think?
I love that. It made me chuckle when I saw it on the list, but they're
Right.
not wrong.
Yeah.
You could have the most luxurious setup, the most beautiful surroundings,
Yeah.
but if you arrive all stressed and tense,
Right.
you're missing the point.
You're not going to enjoy it.
Exactly. You have to embrace the opportunity for joy and rejuvenation.
Okay, so it's almost like this packing list
Yeah.
is a map,
I like that.
not just to what to bring, but to how to be while you're there.
Exactly. They're kind of guiding you towards a certain mindset,
Yeah.
intentional relaxation, connecting with nature, and ultimately with yourself.
I am sold. I want to go.
Yeah.
If you were heading to this hot springs cabin,
Okay.
what would be the first thing you would do?
Honestly, I think I would probably grab that robe,
Yeah.
find a spot with a view, and just breathe it all in.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, just let the stress melt away.
I am right there with you.
Good.
Well, listeners, if you're feeling inspired too,
I hope so.
you can reach out to bookings at privatehotsprings.com.
All right.
But before you do,
Yeah.
here's something to ponder.
Okay.
What one personal item would you pack to make this getaway truly yours? All right, until next time, happy travels.
Bye.